In Act Two, Robbie invites Alexandra to the party.
Would you be able to come over Saturday night?
But he doesn't tell her that the party is for her. It's a surprise.
I thought you were giving me a little graduation party.
Terrific.
On Saturday, Robbie and his friends get ready for Alexandra's surprise party.
Robbie, there's a phone call for you. It's Alexandra. She sounds upset.
What's wrong?
Ready for the next problem?
You know what? I can't look at another number. How about a lemonade break?
Sure.
Oh, by the way, when is your plane reservation for your flight to Athens?
Sunday, why?
Would you be able to come over Saturday night?
Yes, I should be finished packing by then.
My folks are giving me a little graduation party.
Terrific.
I'll pick you up.
That isn't necessary.
My dad's letting me borrow the car.
Oh, well, that would be very nice.
About 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock is fine.
Great, it's a date.
Who's going to be there?
Just my friend Mike and a few kids from school.
I'm going to miss all of you. You've been like a second family to me.
We're going to miss you.
Maybe you could come to visit me in Greece.
I'm counting on it.
Wonderful. Are you excited about graduating from high school?
Sure. And a little scared.
Scared? Why?
Aren't you a little scared?
I was when I first came to the United States. I'd never been away from home, and I didn't know what it would be like. But then I found out that people are the same everywhere. Once you get to know them.
I'm glad I got to know you.
Thank you. I'm glad I got to know you and your family.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could skip the examinations and get right to the graduation party?
It would be very nice. But that isn't the way it works. So, back to work.
Ah.
Good night, Robbie. Good night, Mrs. Stewart. Thank you for dinner.
Good night, Alexandra.
Will you be all right? Yes, the Molinas are waiting for me.
Good night, Alexandra. I'll pick you up on Saturday night, okay?
Yes, 8 o'clock. I have to run. Good night, Robbie. She's really a good friend, isn't she?
Yeah.
You are going to miss her.
Am I going to miss her?
That's what I said. You are going to miss her.
I'm going to miss her. And my math teacher is going to miss her.
Well, you can write to her.
It's not the same.
How does that look, Rob?
Great. Pass me the hammer.
You got it.
You're sure Alexandra's going to be surprised?
Absolutely. She has no idea that the party is in her honor.
Lily, did you bring the tapes for dancing?
They're in my bag.
What did you bring?
The rock and roll.
Perfect. Alexandra will love it. I can't wait to see her face when she walks in here tonight.
But what about the cake?
My mom's decorating it right now.
Robbie, there's a phone call for you. It's Alexandra. She sounds upset.
Okay, thanks, Mom. I'll take it in there. Hi, Alexandra. What? What? Oh, no.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could skip the examinations and get right to the graduation party?
Attention, please. There will be no exams this year.
If they really canceled the exams, Robbie would give his big graduation party today. And if the big party was today, if the big party were today, he would tell all his friends about it. And if all his friends came to the big party, Robbie would shop for lots of food. He would buy all the food for the big party if he went shopping in the supermarket.
Ice cream, soda, candy, and cake.
Woo! Everyone would have a great time at Robbie's big party if he bought all that food.
Hey, Robbie, you sort of know how to throw a party.
This is great food, but wait. What happened to the music? If Robbie plays some more music, everyone could be dancing and having fun at the big party.
Oh, no, no music.
Sorry, what are we doing?
And if the big party wasn't much fun, if the big party weren't much fun anymore, everyone might go home.
See you, Robbie.
Let me try.
But no music?
Let's leave.
And if everyone left the big party, Robbie would be alone.
Attention, please. Exams will be given tomorrow.
Well, Robbie, the party's over. It would be great if the exams were really canceled.
Look at the book.
Yeah, Robbie.